Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with Coach Chanel Budd. And today I am honored to present to you our special guest, author S.P. Brown. Welcome, Ms. Brown.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We are excited to have you on today. I know that you are going to bless us. So I wanted to go ahead and let you introduce yourself. Please give us a little bit of your background, if you don't mind.
Sure, certainly. So, I was raised in New York on the Upper West Side of Harlem. So I'm a Harlem girl. I like to say Harlem, USA. Because I'm very proud of those roots. I'm actually a practicing attorney. I've been working in that realm for the last two decades, and took a hiatus in the last year to really focus on doing something that speaks directly to my spirit, which is writing, writing creatively, and putting myself in a space where I can hopefully positively impact women and young people and people across the board. My role as an attorney has been on the corporate side. So while I know that I was positively impacting various entities, it doesn't really speak to the sort of the core audience of folks that I really want to touch. So that's a little bit about me. I guess I should say I've been writing creatively my entire life. I'm a letter writer, someone who has always sought to get my words and my thoughts down in the form of some type of prose. And so although I didn't take a serious pen to paper creatively until about 10 years ago, I really can say I've been writing my entire life.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that's me in a nutshell.
Thank you so much. And that's a huge step to just decide one day, okay, I'm going to leave my, career and step out and start doing this writing and everything full time, and to also be able to serve other people, which I know that you will do an amazing job of doing so. But that's just a huge step. So tell us about your book. So you are author S.P. Brown, and I want to know a little bit more about your novel, because today we are excited to be speaking to you and you giving us a little bit more information on your novel. So what is your novel about?
Sure. So Gifts in Brown Paper Packages is my, call it my debut, my inaugural novel. I wrote it in 2017 as a story of inspiration and survival for young adults, as well as any person who's experienced any kind of challenges in life. The story hinges around the experiences of a young girl by the name of Kyrie. Kyrie is someone that, I don't want to give too much away, but, she's a young woman who, from, a young age through adolescence, through adulthood, we get to, get a little peek into some, episodes in her life that are challenging, challenging in her home life. It really deals with her growth and how she begins to sort of perceive her experiences and recognize how they shape her as a young girl and then as a woman. So this book is really about it's about survival, It's about you know dealing with a household that where she dealt with you know some verbal abuse and you know some physical abuse, and you know that's something that as a people we tend to kind of dismiss, I think, in the event that it's not it's not abuse that is has a certain level of visual impact, right? And what we recognize as what we recognize is that verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, all has can really have a profound impact on people. And how individuals deal with that and how they react and how they grow through it is an important lesson to kind of talk about.
It's so true. It is so true. I mean, a lot of times when we look at, back when we were younger and things like that, even now for adults as well, but really when you're a child and you're hearing all of that or going through those things, it does have a major impact on your life. And sometimes you can just think that it's just normal, right? It
mm-hmm.
becomes your normal.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I would
add to that, I wanted to write this story after, spending years, mentoring young people in my, that I would come into contact through my professional pursuits. I often would hear that, just me personally, that my inner city beginnings, that just hearing about my inner city background was motivational. It began to shock me a little bit that, young people would be moved by the fact that I said that, I grew up in Harlem. I grew up, from some very humble beginnings, and, just hearing that and seeing where I had been, where I was able to go to in my life, that was motivational. And it really made me want to write a coming of age story. A coming age story that would speak to, human growth and character development and development that comes from strife, right? And,
yeah.
People's interaction to heart knock life challenges and strife. That's really how Gifts in Brown Paper Packages was born.
I love it. Can you please tell the listening audience a way that they can connect or contact you and even purchase the book as well?
Oh, so that's an excellent question. So the book is in the midst of publication. It will be ready for pre-order within the next, 7 to 10 days. So I would ask folks to follow me on Instagram at s.p.brownwrites, and there'll be forthcoming information about Gifts in Brown Paper Packages and its release date. There'll be the ability to purchase it for pre-sale, and then later on it'll be available on Amazon and other booksellers. So more to come on that release date, but really excited about the opportunity to share this narrative and this young girl's growth and transition.
Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open the line to the listening audience to see if there's anyone that would like to say anything or ask you any questions. I would ask that everybody mute your own phone so that we do not have any background noise, because I'm going to open the line up now. So if you have anything you would like to ask author S.P. Brown, this is your time to do so. And again, mute your phone so there's not a lot of background noise. All right, the line is open, so if there's anyone that would like to say anything specifically to Author S.P. Brown, this is your time to do so. All right, don't be shy. If there's anything you all would like to say, you can say it.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for allowing me to ask a question. I want to know more about this Kyrie character because I heard S.P. Brown, author S.P. Brown, mention Kyrie. What is, you know, give us some more insight into Kyrie's life and what kind of twists and turns can we expect without giving too much away?
Okay, all right. Thank you for that question. I would ask that after you ask your question, if you don't mind, if you could mute your line just so I the background noise won't be too overwhelming. I'm having a little bit of hard time hearing, but hopefully you can still hear me.
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, great. So Kyrie is, you know, she's an interesting character. You know, the book starts with, you know, her sort of pivotal decision in her life where she decides to take a leap to you know, sort of leave her childhood home. And, you know, that leap takes the reader through, you know, flashbacks, which really takes you through, like, her life and what sort of led up to that day that she makes the decision. So, you know, some of the things that that she encounters are, you know, kind of tough. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but you know, I'll read to you actually what's shared in, you know, the launch material, which gives you a little bit of tidbit. So, you know, should Kyrie take the leap through the window into the unknown? 17-year-old Kyrie had no idea if she could survive it, but the notion of staying was much less appealing than the risk of the streets. A bullet that finds a fleeing target in the night, a baby held out of a high-rise window, and squatting in a rodent-infested apartment are just some of the experiences within Kyrie's family dynamic, perpetrated by her father's actions and enabled by her mother's acquiescence. So, that's a little hint, a little bit of insight into some of the, you know, the episodes, and I call them episodes because, you know, some of what, you know, I feel when I read back over the pages and what I've heard people say in reading this story is that it sort of reads like a movie. So, you know, they are you know, episodic flashbacks into Kyrie's life. And what you learn about her is, you know, this is her perspective as a child into adolescence in terms of how she feels, how she is impacted by these situations, which sort of seem normal to her. And frankly, you know, because this was her life, it began to become a sort of pattern of normalcy. And I think that when we talk about you know, childhood trauma, a lot of times, you know, children that experience childhood trauma, you know, do sort of normalize it, only to realize, hopefully, at some point in their lives that it wasn't normal at all. And that it did, you know, have an impact on them. So, but the point of this book is Kyrie grows through those experiences, and she takes from them, you know, really sound nuggets that help to mold the person that she is as an adult. So that's a little bit about Kyrie. I thank you for your question, and you know, I encourage you to purchase the book.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak with author S.P. Brown? This is your time to do so. I am unmuting. There's a few more callers, so I'm just going to unmute to see if anyone else would like to ask a question.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I have a question for the author. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to know, I know this will be her debut book, but when did she first realize that her words had power?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. When did I realize my words have power? You know, I think that the first realization of that really was in the context of lawyering, you know, because that was the, you know, the first opportunity in my life where I wrote words and people really paid to hear them, right? Because, you know, in my role as an attorney, my job was to give advice. You know, I worked in the area of employment discrimination, and, you know, I provided advice to corporate leaders around really how to treat employees in the context of the law, right? So, you know, I was drawn to civil rights legislation in law school. I find it to be really fascinating, the history of this country and systemic racism, and how the laws were crafted to support systemic, you know, racism. And, you know, as the laws changed, i.e. in civil rights legislation, you know, lawyers were needed to help, you know, identify and translate those laws. So not to get into a whole discussion about the law, but my words having power became clear to me as I started as a lawyer and realized that people wanted to hear what I had to say about you know, how the law would impact them if they treated employees in a certain way, right? And a lot of that was in written form. I, you know, lawyers provide a lot of advice in writing. From a creative perspective, I, you know, I've been writing for a long time. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, much like, you know, the character Kyrie, I, you know, I wrote when I was upset. I wrote when I was down. I wrote when I had something to get off my chest. That is the way I process. I write. So, you know, realizing my words have power creatively, you know, I don't know if I've actually realized that yet, right? Because I'm just embarking upon this journey as a creative writer. You know, we will see how much power these words actually have from a creative perspective. But, you know, I believe that we all have a story. I believe that there are writers in many of us. And, you know, much of what we have to say a lot of times can impact others. So that's what I'm going with. I'm in this journey presently to determine how much power these creative words will have. But thank you for your question.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, hi. Is there someone else that would like to speak?
Yes, hi. I have a question for the debut author.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Brown. My question is, you know, for those folks who are out there, whatever stage of their journey they may be at, where they think they may have, if we can say it in this way, that they have a book in them or they have a story to tell, but they're struggling or they're sort of stuck, what advice would you have for them?
So is the question about what advice would I have for someone who feels that they have a story in them, but is sort of unaware of how to get that story out?
You know, they have a desire to tell a story. They think they have a story that others would want to hear, but they perhaps don't have the courage, or they don't feel confident, or they feel nervous. You know, to move forward, the process can be daunting. So just wondering if you ever faced any similar apprehensions and if you had any advice for those folks who are sort of experiencing those emotions around this possible endeavor.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good question. All these great questions. So I think the first step is just to put pen to paper and start writing. You know, I had no idea when I started writing creatively about 10 to 12 years ago, writing stories, that I would eventually write a book. I mean, frankly, that wasn't my initial goal. My initial goal was to get words on paper and help, as I said earlier, work through some processing things with myself. I mean, you know, folks that know me well know that when they get a letter from me, it's because I've had to process some stuff, and it works better to get it down on paper. I think stories and narratives are so, so important, and you know, sometimes the ability to tell a story is just really about having confidence in your story and knowing that what you have to say matters. And it doesn't have to be focused on anybody else reading it except for yourself, right? So I think that's the first step, just starting to write. And, you know, confidence is an interesting thing, right? You know, I've said to a number of people that I know that while I've always been told that I am an excellent writer, actually writing books for people to purchase and read is such a daunting experience, right? Because when you write, you're sort of birthing a baby, right? And just like nobody wants their baby to be called ugly, right? You know, you pour from your heart and you hope that, you know, people will love it. But it really just has to be about how you feel about it. So I think that confidence comes from you beginning to just get the words on paper. What story do you want to tell? And I think the rest comes after taking that first step. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. That was really great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So I just have a question for the author. So if you could just, I heard you earlier say in the broadcast that you had mentored some young people who found your story fascinating and that you've also learn what it meant to, like, go through trauma and come out on this side. So after reading your novel, what would you hope that, you know, just sum up, what would you hope people would be able to walk away with, especially young people, maybe some that you have mentored?
You know, what I want people to take from this story is that, you know, life presents a number of really important I call them growth nuggets, right? So things that we really need to grow, you know, those are presented in, you know, various ways, right? So, you know, God doesn't give us sort of this sort of like, you know, this easy road to travel, right? And, you know, we all hear the saying that, you know, God doesn't give us anything harder, God doesn't give us more than what we can actually bear. I believe that that's true. I believe that even trauma delivers or births something in you that is usable and helpful for the next thing. And while I would never trauma or you know, gloss over it like it's a positive thing, I think perspective is really important. And, you know, we don't ask for the hard knocks that, you know, the devil throws at us, right? We don't ask for those hard knocks. However, if we look at them after we have gotten through them, for what gift can we take from that that will help us with the next hard knock? That is the important sort of takeaway. And that's what I want folks to get from this story. I think that more people than we realize, you know, have had or have experienced some sort of trauma in their lives. And frankly, trauma has no definition, right? It has nothing to do with the event and has everything to do with the experience. I think that, you know, there's no way to really quantify or qualify those experiences. It's really about what you, the person, felt about it and what you take away from it. So, you know, this is like, I guess, a long answer to your question, but, you know, I think that this book can resonate with anyone who has dealt with any type of bad situation in their lives. And, you know, I say it could have been something as benign as a really horrible boss that put you through the worst, you know, professional experience of your life. You know, what's your perspective? How did you grow from that? What did it teach you? That's the gift. And that's what we have to focus on in order to, you know, really build strength and the perseverance to keep going. So that's the takeaway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I have a question. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I have a question.
Yes,
St. Brown, thank you so much for writing this book. I'm really excited to read it. I think that, you know, telling stories and especially stories that comes from someplace sincere, it's amazing. Where do you go from here? So after you've written this book and it comes out and the world sees it, what do you do next? Do you plan on doing speaking engagements around this topic, you know? Do you plan on, you know, continuing to write other books? Like, what's your goal after this drops?
So I've got a long list of stories in my head that I'm just itching to get out. So, you know, I would love to, and am very interested in being in the space where, you know, I have the opportunity to speak to people, to speak to young people, to speak to women, to speak to, you know, anyone that feels that there is, that they get that need for that takeaway that I just talked about. But, you know, this is the beginning from my perspective of many stories. You know, I have another book that is, you know, next to be launched about a young girl who has powers. So it's in the fantasy genre. And, you know, she's a black girl. And the reason that is because when I grew up as a really avid reader, fantasy was my genre, my preferred genre, and many of the characters, most of the characters that I read about did not look like me. And, you know, I still found something to, you know, that resonated with me. I'd like to say that my favorite coming-of-age story was The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, where the main character was Holden Caulfield, a middle to upper class, you know, white boy that was attending boarding school. And that clearly was very different from my upbringing, but I found something in that story that resonated with me. So, you know, my point is, or my goal is to write stories that speak positivity and growth for people, and you know, put myself in a situation where I am speaking that growth and that positivity at every turn that I have, that I can. So stay tuned for Copper Storm. She's the character in my fantasy novel that will be coming to you soon. And you know, she's a fierce young sister who has powers that get deeper when she believes in herself. So that's the goal there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
Powerful question. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to author S.P. Brown? Okay. So would you mind please telling us again your social media handle so that our listening audience will be able to find you? You also have the novel that will be released within the next, few weeks, a week or two? So please go ahead and give us that information again.
Sure. So give me one second. I just want to make sure that I give it to you right. So so on Instagram, I can be found at s.p.brown, B-R-O-W-N, writes, W-R-I-T-E-S. And on Facebook, P. Brown Writes, one word. So those are the Instagram and Facebook pages that you can find me on. And, you know, more information and news will be posted in the next couple of days about the pre-launch sale for gift and brown paper packages coming to you soon. And, you know, more to come. But I'm really excited. Thank you so much. Coach Chanel Budd, for having me today, and thank you so much to your listeners for joining and asking such insightful questions. I don't know if I was ready for all those great questions. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for being one of our phenomenal guest speakers on the show. I want to thank you all right now for tuning in, and you can always catch the replay. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/ Coach Chanel Budd. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. This is something I do on the show for, you know, for everyone who is listening. So I just want to take the time to say thank you again, author S.P. Brown, for being a part of our show. And, Lord, I just want to bless everyone today. I ask that you will continue to protect us with supernatural protection. I ask that everyone that is in need, Lord, that you will see their needs, see to their needs, Lord Jesus. I pray and I ask for our, everyone connected to us, anyone who will be listening later, that they get something out of this book and every book that comes out. I pray over her author S.P. Brown's journey, and I pray that everyone that is supposed to be able to receive so that they can be blessed receives. You all have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.